While you're waiting for the next episode of True Crime Horror Story to drop, if you just can't get enough content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/truecrimehs, where you'll get early access to ad-free episodes, full-length bonus episodes, True Crime Horror Story short episodes entitled Killer Cuts, and the True Crime Horror Story After Show for each and every episode. And now, we're going to give you a free preview of the After Show for Season 2, Episode 1, Cannibals. If you like what you hear, check us out, patreon.com/truecrimehs, if you want to support the show.
This is serial killer filmmaker John Borowski, and you are listening to True Crime Horror Story. And remember, sometimes the truth is more brutal than fiction.
Planet Earth, about to be recycled.
We are all evil in some form or another, are we not? Evil has always existed. Perfect world most people seek shall never come to pass, and it's going to get worse.
And all the members, including the children, were made to lay in the remains of whatever was in the casket.
Get in a casket with a decomposed body.
Right, and when the casket was closed, and they would be lowered into the ground while they were in the casket.
My mom is shot, and my dad is shot, and my brother's here.
Does anybody know what happened? Did your brother shoot your parents?
I don't know. I didn't know.
This is the True Crime Horror Story After Show, the first of Season 2. I'm Dom.
And I'm JD, and yeah, Dom, we're back! Season 2 is finally here, and as you just heard, we came out swinging with the first episode.
Swinging something.
This is disgusting. But when we vowed to put the true back in true crime and not hold back, that was a promise to you listeners we intended on keeping, and I think we did so here with Episode 1.
Yeah, I think this was definitely coming out the gate with no intention of looking back.
Season 1's reception was huge, with over 80,000 downloads as of this recording, and we have some massive plans for Season 2.
God, and I thought this whole time we were just going to be screaming into the void.
Thank you, patrons, for supporting us over the holiday break between seasons and sticking with us. It means a lot. With Season 2, we're going to have even more bonus content than we had during our first season, including the After Show, full-length bonus episodes, and the True Crime Horror Story Killer Cuts, our new shorter format series highlighting a single case that didn't have enough meat on the bone to be featured in a standard episode.
Unlike these cases. There's plenty of meat on these bones.
Yeah, speaking of meat on the bone, Dom, let's get to part one. Part one. The Last Supper. The Rottenburg Cannibal, Der Metzgermeister, Armin Myways. Grew up as a mama's boy in a big 43-room mansion, a German Ed Gein of sorts. His overbearing mother pushed everyone else out of her life, so she became obsessed with little Armin.
It's the way it generally happens.
That's the way a lot of these killers have, is an overbearing parent of some sort. Going to school in Lederhosen in the 70s was probably hell.
I wonder if it would be worse to go to the school in Lederhosen in the 70s or now.
I would say probably in the 70s.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think now you'd be the cool kid. You'd be a hipster if you wore Lederhosen
hipster
now.
Hipster in Lederhosen. A 9-year-old in Lederhosen with a big handlebar mustache. Ricola!
Dom, I consider myself a pretty open-minded guy when it comes to my sex habits. And as you know from years of doing the postmortem show together with some of my stories, as a youth, I was a pretty inventive masturbator. That being said, I don't think I will ever understand the compulsion or the need to beat off to the fairy tale of Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe to the candy house, you know, if you really think about it.
Yeah, if you really love your sweets.
Yeah, if you're a fat kid, you know, maybe you're going to beat off to the actual house made of real gingerbread. But once it gets down to that witch eating children, that's boner killer material.
Ew.
Yeah, right there.
Armin's bigger inspiration, perhaps, than even gingerbread houses and fat kids was the Vampire of Hanover, Fritz Harman, who we're going to be covering, too, later on this season.
That guy's a very unique specimen of human feces.
We've all had imaginary friends growing up. But for Armin, it was Frankie, his imaginary cannibal friend, that approved of his actions, or of his desires, and later became his username on the internet. And spending his time sitting in his room playing with chopped up doll parts, what did you expect to happen?
Maybe he'd become a surgeon?
I gotta admit, manufacturing pork penises in lieu of giving in to his darkest fantasies while his mother was still alive, you have to appreciate the ingenuity.
Ingenuity or desperation, you be the judge. I want to know what would happen if his mom would have gotten him a Play-Doh Fun Factory. Would she have to take him to the hospital after eating Play-Doh dicks?
Necessity is the mother of invention. With the dawn of the internet, Armin was fully on board, especially after finding the Cannibal Cafe. Which to me, that name for that website is just a little too on the nose. The Cannibal Cafe, come on.
Yeah, there's no subtlety there.
There's no subtlety. Hey, this is the website. If you want to eat people, go to this.
.com.
That was way before the dark web.
Yeah, it was all dark web back then.
Yeah, the web's always been dark. Just a matter of how much light has been shined onto certain areas of it. So Armin posting his ads, looking for young, healthy men to consume. His ads, pretty tame by the standards of the board. Some of those other ones I found when I was doing my research that I read, you know, of other people's posting, were a lot more disgusting than what he was writing about.
His ads were almost childlike.
Yeah.
You know, listening to it, it sounds like a 11-year-old posting on MySpace.
I try to do it in that voice, like an ad, I'll eat you and make you into delicious steaks and schnitzel. Like, it's no big deal.
Like, it's like a sales pitch.
Yeah.
But a sales pitch from someone young. It's like your kid trying to convince you to let them stay up past 10 o'clock, but instead it's a grown man trying to convince you to let him eat you.
Eat your dick specifically. So Borg Jose, his first intended victim, his first choice, he really dodged a bullet.
That puts it lightly, yeah.
And by Armin letting him leave when he wasn't down for it after all, you know, when the push came to shove, Borg Jose didn't want to be eaten anymore. When he knew that Armin was serious and this was no role-playing game,
yeah,
he was not into it and he wanted to leave, claiming he was sick. And Armin just said, all right, let me untie you.
Peace out.
See you later. And let me know if you change your mind. I'll be here.
That's something that I actually think of all the things in this case, that is the most fascinating. The fact that he wanted to eat someone with consent. You know, every other cannibal killer out there, it's always been, you know, victimizing someone.
Yeah, and that's where they're getting off on it, too. And with Armin Myways, I don't really think that he was insane. And even though he killed a man and ate his penis, I really don't believe him to be true evil. I know that's a very strange thing to say.
He's sick.
He's sick in the head. He has, I think that he was a boy that was kept inside too much.
Yeah, that's probably a big factor. Yeah, there was some wires crossed in his brain there, but it's hard for me to really straight up call him evil or even insane because he knew what he was doing and he wanted to do it with consent. So at that point, you know, all that's left is you really shouldn't be eating other human beings, but that's just my value judgment.
Well, I mean, For myself as a vegetarian, I don't see no damn difference, but we're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that whole debate here. I just want to say, you know, with the whole consent factor, I mean, there's a lot of crazy things that people do to each other with consent behind closed doors, and I don't give a shit. Let them do it. That's where the consent comes in. So with Armin, it's kind of like a gray area for me. Yes, murder is wrong. Of course, you know, but I'm okay with Jack Kevorkian.
Yeah.
I'm okay with assisted suicide.
And that's where his, you know, his defense lawyers are trying to go, was that this was a mercy killing or an assisted suicide, which was, I don't know that it's legal there, but it carries a much lesser sentence.
It wasn't. It was,
No, it absolutely was not.
It wasn't. It was to fulfill his fantasies, which was proven in court, and that's why his sentence was adjusted. Mm-hmm. But Brandy's was still a willing participant. And Brandy's is someone who was probably even more into this concept than Myways, because think about it. Eating a dick is a very extreme thought, but not anywhere near as extreme as chopping off your own and serving it up on a silver platter for another person.
Yeah, and eating it yourself.
And eating it yourself, you know. Wanting to cause pain to someone and being a sadist, you know, for me, is not as bizarre as the anti-nature aspect of wanting to do these extreme things to your own body. Because as a human, you have the survival instinct, you know, ouch, that hurts. Stop.
Stop cutting off my penis.
Yes, I need that.
Not, I'm going to eat my own fried penis while I'm bleeding out of its stump hole.
Please stop. I need that to breed. The exchange of pictures in a sexual manner, but instead of dick pics, it's Armin's teeth, creeps the shit out of me. That's the weirdest part of the story, other than the consent to me, is the
the pregame. Yeah. You know?
And he has those weird flat teeth too. Like yeah. they're all straight and flat. He actually kind of looks like Uwe Boll. Like they look very similar.
He does look a lot like Uwe Boll. I think maybe that's why, Uwe Boll has always rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, you know, every single time I watch one of his terrible, terrible horror movies, I always think that someone's going to eat my penis.
He just burst through the wall like the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're watching Seed, huh? Yum, yum.
Give me that dick.
If Armin would have acted out on his homosexual thoughts, instead of turning deeper inward and his thoughts getting darker and darker in that room, never leaving, none of this might have happened.
Yeah, that's very true. I think if he was not so, because he was basically repressed his entire life.
Yes.
And it's the same thing with Ed Gein. Not only was he repressed his entire life, both Gein and My Ways, but they had everything done for them. So they didn't even know how to function in the real world when that person that was doing everything for them was gone. So it's just like when the shackles come off, they go fucking nuts.
Yeah. And they've been building up in their own brain of what they would like to do. But I can't do that because of mother. But I can't do that because of mother for years and years. And these fantasies getting more extreme, more dark as it builds up, you know, this underswell building up, you know, within themselves. And then all of a sudden, I can't do that because of mother. Oh, wait, now mother's dead. I can do that.
Yep.
Yum, yum.
And what kind of horror movie villain was he? You know, the living in the old dilapidated mansion, wanting to eat people. Like, it's just such a perfect setup for, you know, a scary story.
He's the dude that Uwe Boll wishes he could be.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe Uwe's doing that secretly somewhere.
You know what? On our other show, The Postmortem Show, for years, I've been challenging director Uwe Boll to a fist fight.
Yep.
You know, and I'm willing to put my penis on the line, Dom.
Oh, shit.
Uwe Boll, you know, me and you, one-on-one, mano a mano, and penis on the line, Boll.
Wow. That's the ultimate lucha de apuesta.
You're not just going to take my mask or my hair.
Dick versus dick match.
But I have no interest in anything regarding Uwe Boll's dick, so like, it's just dick versus I get to punch you if I win.
Fair enough.
We're going to have less and less of these Armin Myways, John Wayne Gacy's, and Jeffrey Dahmer's with the increased acceptance of various sexual proclivities. After all, no one should care about what people are doing with their genitalia unless they're hurting someone or going after kids or something. I'll even go further in saying that if Brandis really wanted his dick eaten, maybe he should have been able to do so, but in a more safe and sane manner. I know this doesn't make sense, but like, if he wanted to chop his dick off and keep it to do with what he wished, it should have been under a doctor's care, not with some vapor rub and schnapps in a dingy old mansion. That is unsanitary.
Yeah, that is. There's definitely, he wasn't planning on surviving it, so I doubt that he's very concerned about, you know, infection and things like that. But still, you know, when you want to get a sex change operation, you have to go through like a psychological screening process. And eventually, if you get through the psychological screening process and they deem that you are psychologically fit to have it done, then a doctor will go and do it. You know, I mean, maybe that's something that in the future, you know, if someone wanted to be an auto cannibal, you know, and they're getting it cut off, you know.
But honestly, like, I don't think Brandis was trans by any means.
No.
And we don't want to come across in the wrong way.
I'm just saying
that's what he wanted to do by any means. I think this is more about like the nastiness of what he was doing,
right.
You know, as opposed to like, he didn't feel uncomfortable in his own body.
Yeah.
He just wanted to cut pieces of it off for the fun of it.
Right. Right. And I wonder if there would be any, but where I was going with that isn't necessarily that he was transgender, but where I was going with that, I guess I can articulate it better, is that I wonder if there would be any psychiatrist or psychologist that would interview him, hear his desires, learn what he wants to do specifically, and then be like, yeah, he's sane. Go ahead and let him do it.
I don't think so. Not for Brandis. I think for Armin Myways, maybe.
Yeah.
Which is fucking weird. Like, Armin Myways is the only person that we've ever talked about on the show, really, that I don't hate.
Marshall Applewhite. You don't hate Marshall Applewhite.
Actually, I love Marshall Applewhite. I love him to death. I know it's sad, but yeah. I'm getting a Marshall Applewhite, you know, tattoo with the third eye.
What would have happened if Marshall Applewhite and Armin Myways were friends? Would that have been like the Dreamweaver moment?
Oh my God. Their eyes meet across the hall.
Yeah.
Armin just eats his alien dick right off.
Yeah. That's maybe a t-shirt. That would have saved fucking 39 lives.
That's our next t-shirt. Best friends. Which is a picture of Armin Myways and Marshall Applewhite holding hands. Like crudely drawn child's cartoon.
I like it.
Listeners, if you're interested in one of those shirts, hit us up. If we get 10 pre-orders, it'll happen.
It'll, yeah, that's enough.
I'm going to order 9. I just need someone else. Armin would have gotten away with all this if he didn't continue his search, keeping pieces of Brandis and articles of his clothing and posting online because one meal wasn't enough.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you get greedy. That's what the downfall is. Whatever it is that you're doing, you know, it's not when you, because it's never enough to just do that once and fulfill the fantasy, which is why I think that he should probably be staying in jail, regardless of whether or not he was sane or not,
I'm not advocating for his release by any means.
Yeah, that's why people, and until we have a system put in place where there is vat-grown human meat that can fulfill someone's cannibalistic desire or something like that, like the movie Antiviral.
We need to have Cannibal Island.
Yeah? You just send all the cannibals there?
It's like Cannibal Cafe, but it's a real place.
Right. It just becomes Cannibal Holocaust at that point, though.
Yeah, pretty much. So Armin, in his elder age, has become a vegetarian and also a member of the Green Party.
Okay.
Dom, is there anything else you want to say about this fascinating case? This is something I wanted to cover in season one. We just didn't get around to, and it's something that's always fascinated me. I think we've talked about it multiple times, even on the Postmortem show. You know, it's been a running kind of gag about, you know, it was too chewy and all that kind of stuff. But this is something I've...
Gag.
Oh, God. But it's something that I definitely was looking forward to creating, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope we did it justice.
And I think that regardless of what Armin Myways did, regardless of whether he was insane or not, regardless of whether he was evil or not, regardless of whether he was just a sick, sad man, in the end, when he's laying on his deathbed, he can say, I did it my ways!
Yeah, I guess it's one thing you can say. You know, you got the pun there with the name and everything, but he really did do it his way.
You know? Definitely not my way.
You got to appreciate the commitment.
There was definitely, he
stick-to-itiveness.
He knew what he wanted and he went for it. He was ambitious.
He was very ambitious. Low-hanging fruit of an ambition. Sometimes to the left, sometimes to the right, but fruit nonetheless.
I wonder if anyone's ever done a study about how many people actually desire to be cannibalized, like in the world, if those statistics are out there somewhere.
I've often told my family that when I die, I want them to eat me or stuff me and put me on the couch with like a posable skeleton, like karate punch action.
Yeah,
shit.
So that would be cool.
Yeah.
Kung fu grip.
Hey, it's getting around holiday season. We need to change dad's costume. We dress him up for the season.
Santa hat on you.
The kids cry when they see the Easter Bunny on our front lawn because it's my dead father.
Also, recently, there was a story about a guy who had his foot amputated. And the doctors amputated it, and he filled out some paperwork and was allowed to take it home. And he cooked it into carne asada tacos, and him and his friends ate it. Like, he didn't serve it to them, like, secretly. They knew what they were eating, but that was legal. So the act of cannibalism, I guess, is not...
You're a terrible friend, Dom.
Yeah?
You're a terrible friend. See, I'm over here all hungry, starving even, Dom. You know, in this light, you know, when I look at you the right way...
I kind of look like
I'm getting a little hungry myself.
I look like a microwave burrito.
Yeah. Except if you won't kill me like the El Monterey brand.
Well, I mean, you know, give it time. So if cannibalism isn't technically illegal, as long as the consent is there, it makes me wonder how often that has happened and not made the news.
Yeah.
You know, is it a more common occurrence than we actually think?
Well, you know, a lot of people eat the placenta and stuff after birth. Is that cannibalism? It's human, isn't it?
Yeah, it's part of a human.
Yeah.
It's true.
I've been known to get my Red Wings from a time or two.
You cannibal. Pornhub is full of cannibalism.
All right. I think that's enough talk of Armin Myways. We got another little fellow to get to.
A very little fellow.
In part two. Part two. The suitcase. Little Issei Sagawa. The concept of viewing yourself as weak and small, so you need to kill and consume those taller and in better health to absorb their energy, is the weirdest take on the vampire mythos ever.
It kind of makes sense. In an insane sort of way. not in an actual scientific, like, it works sort of way, but I can see how he got from point A to point C on this.
I've never been glad that you're taller than me till now.
And you definitely don't have a better spine than me. So
I don't know. We're both kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a lose-lose scenario.
What we have to do is we have to go find David.
You're like, hey, I can walk again, but my head hurts.
I'm forgetting things. So, yeah, it does make sense. And even as far as, like, I just watched the Dracula miniseries that BBC put out on Netflix, which, by the way, is fucking excellent, and you should watch it.
Dude, I try to watch it. Like, I got about 2.5 minutes in.
Yeah?
It's like Nicholas Winding Refn level pretentious turned up to 1,000.
You should watch it a little bit longer, dude, because it does not take itself seriously.
Okay. Like, I might give it another shot.
It becomes very funny, and then it gets fucking weird. But... Yeah, you know, that was the same way. You know, Dracula starts out old, and it's in the book even. Dracula starts out old and decrepit, and then he starts feeding on the blood of younger people, and he starts getting better. So I can see where, in the mind of a crazy person, that would make sense.
Speaking of vampires, we're going to be getting to those in episode 4 of True Crime Horror Story Season 2, entitled Twilight Eyes. We're talking about vampires and werewolves, Dom.
Okay.
People who think they're vampires and werewolves, and also kind of tying that to my hatred for One Twilight.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going with episode 4.
Is Richard Chase going to be involved in that?
No Richard Chase. No. That might be in the future, but, you know, we're not going to burn all of our big, big names in the first couple seasons. I intend on doing this for the foreseeable future. So there will be many seasons of True Crime Horror Story, or eventually, if we get enough patrons, I want to go weekly and no seasons anymore. So... we'll see. We're going to get to all of them eventually, but we got some more obscure cases for our vampires and werewolves.
Cool.
Imagine going for a leisurely day at the park with your family. In France, there might even be a better place to go than the Bois de Boulogne. Look at that breathtaking view, Dom. Can you see it? The foliage and the wildlife and those clear lake waters. Oh, hey, look. We're not alone here. What is this little fellow doing there by the shoreline? That's a weird place to be carrying your luggage. I know the airport's on the other side of town, but... wait. What is he... what is the... is that... oh, what the fuck?
you're in France, though, so you have to be like, what the fuck?
Body parts in the lake again. It's why we can't go out anymore, Dom. Every time I try to go have some recreation, there's always some small Japanese man chumming the water.
I just want to go and have my nice French baguette and wear my beret and smoke my cigarette in front of the Eiffel Tower. And there's the little Japanese man spiking a corpse right on the top of the tower, watching it slide down, fucking things up, man.
So before Sagawa got to taste that creamy flesh, as he put it, he stumbled a little bit and caught a rape charge with his first would-be victim, though that was never his intent. Unfortunately, on the second go-around, he would be a little bit more successful. Poor René Hardevelt's only crime was being long-legged and easy to talk to. No crime at all. She was even willing to tutor the weird little fucker who was always staring at her, despite his creepiness.
He looks like Japanese John Waters.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, but with like a... like he's like 20 years old with a comb-over?
Yeah.
Pretty fucking awkward looking?
Yeah. It's just the vibe. Like, he has a sleazy vibe to him, and I don't know if that's kind of, you know, hindsight, knowing what he did and then seeing how he carried himself afterwards, but I don't see it being any different beforehand.
When he pulled the trigger and killed René, he fainted, which kind of shows that he really was the pussy he always imagined himself to be. You know, when he finally took that step onto his fantasy, he couldn't handle it. He passed out right away. Oh, this is too much. It's just too much. That's not a Japanese accent, but it was, so I imagine the subtitles to sound like.
That in Japanese.
Because of international laws and agencies not wanting to cooperate with each other, this monster walks free today.
And that happens more frequently than it should. I mean, once is more than it should happen, but there have been plenty of instances where people have been able to just go out there and continue to do what they're doing. I don't know that he continued to do it and never got caught.
Well, he definitely used the imagery to profit off of it.
Yeah, which is disgusting, yeah.
Being able to profit from a movie called The Desire to be Eaten about sexual cannibalism after his crimes is a travesty of justice. Something that didn't make the show that I couldn't verify my sources on was Sagawa's rumor to have masturbated with the severed hand of his victim.
Okay.
I couldn't find enough sources to back this up, so I did include it in the episode, but I had come up with a term for this process that I want to share with you and all of our listeners, for you to take in your personal lives going forward.
Lay it on me.
The Addams Family Handjob. The Addams Family hand job. Yeah. Listeners, take that with you going forward. You know, I don't want you to sever any actual people's hands, but you know, they got those rubber fists on the internet, you know.
You get some of those big green Hulk hands and drill a hole through them.
Horse cousin it when you need them. Thank you guys for sticking with us during the break. We hope you enjoyed Season 2, Episode 1, Cannibals. We're going to be back with Cannibals Part 2 shortly, and we appreciate all your support. Thank you for sticking with us, and thank you for supporting True Crime Horror Story.
And never forget
to let the night roar!
Planet Earth, about to be recycled.
We are all evil in some form or another. Are we not? Evil has always existed. Perfect world most people seek shall never come to pass. And it's going to get worse.